Dear Mary, I hope this letter is finding you warm and cozy. To be honest, I just hope it finds you at all. After all these years, I've always written to you a couple of weeks before Christmas Eve to make arrangements to see you while he's away. But I just don't think I can do this anymore. Things have got to change if we're going to continue to have this affair. You've never told me during one of our special nights when we were laying by the fireplace inside the workshop whether or not he ever really knew what was going on between us. The fact remains that he was too busy to really pay attention to you, to your needs, to all the little triggers that I craved to satisfy. I'll never forget seeing you for the first time, not as a little boy, but as the man you've made love with, whom you've grown to care for. You were almost tasked to sit by him in that chair of yours, and while he played the part of friendly, caring, jolly, generous, I could see he was just showing you how weak-willed and impersonal he had grown towards you. But you were sparkling that day. And when I approached you, I asked you one question. How could someone like me ever get in touch with you? Maybe it was the twinkle in my eye or the fact that I couldn't hide my arousal from you, but right then, you very discreetly gave me an address to write to. And I quickly crinkled a piece of paper in my pocket, grinning from ear to ear for the rest of the day. I went home that night and started my first letter to you. I spent weeks, months, trying to come up with a list of all the things I wanted to do with you, to you, for you. I checked it 2 times before I sent it where you told me. And then I waited. And fantasized almost every single night. Finally, like so many times since then, on the night of Christmas Eve, before the sun had gone down, I heard a coach approach outside, and my feet were light as air, climbing in, bundling up, and practically soaring in no time, right to your door. And you were there. So beautiful. And smiling that amazing, pure grin. You had made cookies for the occasion and had already taken care of the animals. It was very still, practically everywhere. Nothing was stirring. But I could see how excited you were that I was finally there. And you handed me a present after closing and locking the door. I unwrapped the gift and, to my wandering eyes, did appear a red and white striped vibrator that smelled faintly like a peppermint stick. Even though it was the first time seeing this toy, I instinctively clicked it on, felt it hum in my hand, and remembering those words I'd written so many months ago, quickly embraced you, kissing you instantly and tumbling our bodies back against the wooden workbench. I knew our time would be short that night, but I was certain to make the most of it. Untangling the belt of your billowy red robe, revealing your naked body to me by the firelight. And as we finally kissed, you felt the cool, smooth cylindrical surface slide into your already waiting lips. My hands firmly pressing its base until my palm was flat against your pelvis. You pressed your pointy slippers into my chest to try to get me to slide it out to move it, but instead, I turned it up higher and just held it there for what seemed like forever, my hand bending your shoulder down flat against the bench. I looked around in disbelief, wondering to myself, was this really happening right now? And what was going to happen if he walked in? I was so scared. My heart was beating a mile a minute, but you finally put your hand on my chest, tugging at my chest hair, pulling me close to you and prompting me to slide the peppermint dildo from your tight slit, letting it clatter to the ground and sliding my stiffened cock inside. Fuck. I groaned against your body, feeling the cool, methylated wetness surround me, your muscles tensing to take me all in. You suddenly stuffed one of your fresh-baked cookies into my mouth, sharing a crumbled morsel, tasting the richness of the butter, the sugar. And for a moment, endless questions seemed to flood into my overwhelmed mind because of our new and sudden intimacy. What happens after tonight? And what name would I cry out when I finally came deep inside you? We made love endlessly that first night. Those memories will be cherished in my mind. And when the sky finally began to brighten, you whisked me away with your classic smile, a quick passionate kiss, and a whisper. Same time next year. And here we are. So many years later, so many secret rendezvous between the two of us, and so little to show for it. I think I'm just sick of sneaking around, Mary, hiding behind practically everyone's back. I hoped it would trick everybody this time by decimating the envelope with my entire box of Crayola markers. I'm fairly certain it worked. I even added requisite uppercase and lowercase lettering and made the S's all backwards. But I digress. It just no longer has the thrill it once did for me. And I want to be with you. I think we belong together, don't you? I know it's hard to quantify how passionate I am about being with you, encapsulating that in such a short amount of time, but for me, it's kind of the magic of the season, right? I only hope you feel the same, to want to run away with me, to head south for the winter, but I just don't know. You've got to prove it to me. So here's what I propose takes place this year. He needs to know what we have is real. So I want you to make him watch us. Don't tell him about me. Not yet. Don't ruin the surprise. But when he walks into the workshop that morning, you know, when I've usually left already, I'm going to stay. And you know what? I won't fucking stop making love to you when he walks in. I'll have that same candy cane colored vibrator buried deep in your ass. Your ankles will be together with the leftover tinsel from the tree. Your body shaking like jelly from all the cum dripping out of your aching, tender cunt. My thick cock parting your lips with relative ease. And he would see, and he would start to believe. There'd be no fighting. No, he's too good a man to ever resort to violence, but we would have words, he and I. I'd confront him after he watched me sully his relationship in private, invalidate what the world probably sees in the two of you, and maybe it would knock his image down a peg or two. One thing is for sure, we wouldn't have to be ashamed of what we have anymore, because I want to be with you, absolutely and completely, Mary. And you don't belong with him anymore. I'll be waiting to see what you want to do. If that coach comes to my door, then I'll know it was a choice that you made for us. But if you're not ready to only be with me, then I guess this is goodbye. One more thing. If by some chance you happen to be reading this, Santa, Mrs. Claus can validate everything I've said already. And I'm not afraid of you. But You should be afraid of me.